Sillo and Cannell. More Fresh Row is coming at you now on the Sports Leader in Chattanooga, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. All right. The Road to Victory Banquet benefiting the Greater Chattanooga FCA will be Tuesday, February 28th. That's 3 weeks from today at 6:30 p.m. at the Colonnade Center in Catoosa County. The featured speaker will be former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer, who joins us now on the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051. Philip, how are you today?
I am really good. I hope you guys are.
We are doing wonderfully. Thank you. And this is something that you, the FCA, is something that you feel strongly about and have long before you got to Tennessee as a player.
No, it absolutely does mean a lot to me. It, they brought FCA to Franklin County High School over in Winchester, Tennessee in about 1965. And a group of us went to Black Mountain that first year, and have been a bunch of times since. And to Wade Camp, and I think it changed our lives. It certainly changed our culture of our football team, and really the high school for that matter with their sports, but also with us, you know, from a Christian standpoint. So FCA's meant a lot to me, you know, through my life, and look forward to seeing everybody when we come over to Chattanooga area.
The tickets and sponsorships are going fast to this. For more information, you can call FCA Director Jay Fowler at 423-309-4255. Now, Philip, we had you on in December. It's always great having you on. But since then, you've been mentioned as kind of a main or a prime candidate for the Tennessee Athletic Director position. I know I'm not the first to ask you, what's kind of the update on that, and what do you tell people when you're asked about it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, and we're going to talk about the FCA after that, but Jay Fowler means a lot to me, you know, with what he's done there with those folks in the area, and I look forward to the banquet. But from the athletic director standpoint, you know, I said in the paper there one time that there's a process to go through, and the chancellor wants to go through the process, and we're just all in the process right now. She's not even the campus yet. She'll be here around, you know, the middle of the month, and then I guess that actually officially starts at that point. Obviously, I love the University of Tennessee. My adult life has been spent, you know, around the university in some way or another, and look forward. If I can help, I will.
I want to ask you not a question related to you specifically, but there was a stigma a few years ago that ADs shouldn't be former football coaches, but you've seen Alabama with Mal Moore and another former Tennessee football coach, Bill Battle, who's going to be in the job for just a few more months in the job he's done. Do you think that stigma has come and gone and was kind of unfair to begin with?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the coach, I guess, right? I mean, Barry Alvarez has done great there at Wisconsin. Consistently great programs, football, basketball, and all the other sports. You've got a couple baseball coaches around, you know, that have done extremely well as athletic directors at LSU and South Carolina. Terry Don Phillips hired Dabo Swinney, you know, at Clemson. He's done pretty well for himself. So, and Terry Don was an old football coach. So, I guess it depends on the person that you hire, and you know. There's the business side of things, and you know, I've had some business experience here in the last 8 years, and so I wouldn't be trying to do this if I didn't think that I could do it. So that's just kind of calm everybody's nerves from that standpoint, and I don't think those other guys would have either, you know.
You're listening to Philip Fulmer, who will be the featured speaker at the Road to Victory Banquet benefiting the Greater Chattanooga FCA on Tuesday, February 28th at the Colonnade Center in Catoosa County at 6:30 p.m. You're listening to Philip here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks as always for taking the time. We just saw one of the more painful defeats in Super Bowl history. How do you handle that as a coach, as a mentor to players, as a leader of an organization, and how would that potentially play into your message to the FCA?
Well, I mean, sports is you know, celebrates winning, but it also, you know, celebrates the competition. And it took a lot for Atlanta to get there, and you know, that one half of football, or those, that overtime, you know, really doesn't define them, you know, as what they accomplished during the course of the year. And you know, some people will be narrow-minded and look at it, well, that's just the way, you know, you're measured it by those one, you know, that one overtime or that fourth quarter, or, you know, that one or two plays where you got, you know, you didn't make the third one or got sacked or got the penalty. But you can't, it's not really that way. And, you know, you're disappointed, but you just, you know, you build on it and you go back to work and you try to get yourself back in the championship race again.
Coach, you were one of the great recruiters of your professional generation. Butch Jones in that class ranked a little lower than they have had previously. As a coach, do you giggle at these rankings? Because, I mean, you guys know these players and who you want and what you want to get. And David and I love having former coaches on because you tell us way more than you did when you were actual coaches. I mean, when you see, like, the rivals, okay, Tennessee's got the 17th-rated class, do you, like, take a moment and say, those guys have no idea what they're talking about?
Well, back in the day, I didn't think you did, actually. But, you know, I think it probably is better now because people are doing it more, and you've got the huddle out there that actually can actually watch. You know, the coaches watch, and the, you know, people that are evaluating those things watch. So it's probably a little bit better now, but you know, in the end, the coach is going to know what his needs are, and we always want better players than the other team, and in recruiting, there's lots of good coaches out there. The recruiting is the lifeblood of what makes you successful. So you're hoping, you know, that every year you get kids that fill needs that you have and that you can, you know, develop them and that they'll, you know, I've seen those five-star guys that have made it and done great, and obviously, and I've seen them not do anything, you know. So you just never know. But, yeah, I'd like to, at the end of the day, have a whole lot more than the other guy, you know, if I can. Of those four and five star guys, because percentage wise, you know, they're going to turn out, you know, usually to be better.
You're listening to Philip Fulmer, who will be the featured speaker at the Road to Victory Banquet that will benefit the Greater Chattanooga FCA. It will be held Tuesday, February 28th at the Colonnade Center in Catoosa County at 6:30 p.m. Philip, I'm curious, do you remember the first time you spoke at an FCA banquet, and how different, or will it, your message be, given that today's athletes seem to have so many more distractions than they may have a generation ago?
No, I don't think the message has changed, you know, that much. I mean, there's so many, as you said, there's so many ways to communicate, you know, this day and age that, you know, hopefully the message is even getting out to more kids. But the first one I spoke, gosh, I don't know. That's been a long, long time ago. I know I've gone back to Black Mountain to coaches' conferences and actually spoke. And I know there's a lot of guys around that have, you know, really made a difference in lives by doing it much more on a regular basis than I have. But, you know, speaking from my experience, which you mentioned a bit ago, there was some men in our town, some businessmen, just like in your town there, that took time and effort and their money and their resources to bring FCA to our school. And over a period of time, it made a really great difference, not just in our spiritual life and our Christian life and how, but more about how we looked at the world as men, you know, and trying to be examples and, you know, of good people, and then later on good husbands and fathers And I mean, it's countless the number of people that FCA and there's other good Young Life and Campus Crusade. You know, there's lots of good examples out there of people doing good things. So we have to decide as men and as families if we're going to support that or not, and make a difference. And sometimes when somebody's older and has achieved a few things in life, and they share the message, then it helps, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, Philip, when we had you on in December, before you got off the line, you said that when you were a coach, nobody considered you a genius. It wasn't until you started hosting a radio show that you became an expert. Along those lines, and I know this is rhetorical, but if your roles change later this year, you've still got to find time to carve out a radio show, right, that we can run it down here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone?
Oh, I'll still be an expert, you bet.
Well, listen, Philip, thank you so much for taking the time, and look forward to seeing you Tuesday, February 28th, for those who come out. It's, again, tickets and sponsorships are going fast to the Road to Victory Banquet benefiting the Greater Chattanooga FCA. Contact Jay Fowler at 423-309-4255. Philip, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, and I encourage everybody to come out. We'll have a good time.
Sounds great. Philip Fulmer joining us here. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.